When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Eagles already tore apart Dallas, who's just, it seems like they're in disarray. And next up is Washington with the division on the line. No, not for the end of the season yet, but I mean first place in the division on the line Thursday night, which is exciting between the Eagles and Washington for Thursday night football. John, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day, because we just referenced the division, but then there's that, you know, thing called the Super Bowl. And the Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, here's the question today. Are the Eagles a legitimate Super Bowl contender? Thousands of votes online over the last couple hours. How do you think people voted? Are they a Super Bowl, legitimate Super Bowl contender?
I'm going to say that, wow. The only people who are voting no here are people who are trying to be a wrench in the machine, because everyone's feeling great today. So 78% say yes.
I just did what you did.
You guys are on fire right now.
You turn off your microphone, then I turn off mine. I am shocked by this poll. Only 65% say they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
That's what I thought.
Why, Seth?
That's a little light.
I'm surprised by that.
Because...
is it who they beat? Bad teams?
No, listen, I think you play who you play. You know, Dallas is beat up. Some of the other teams, you know, they may be lesser teams, but...
I'd like to know who they think is a Super Bowl.
Well, is it Detroit and nobody else in the NFC? Is that it?
I think people are going to start to believe, you know, that San Francisco, and they struggled with Tampa yesterday.
They struggle all the time.
Yeah, but I think that
they're lurking, though. Lurking.
I think once they start to get healthy, especially on the offensive side of the ball, you know, that's going to be the natural.
The Commanders? Like the Commanders, well, this is the premier matchup in the NFC right now, the Eagles and the Commanders.
Well, in our division, you know, there's no doubt about it. The Detroit Lions are the team they're going to have to beat if they got designs on going to the Super Bowl. There's just no getting around that.
I agree with that.
And I was hoping that, you know, Detroit would lose one yesterday to kind of bring them back to even, so that, you know, somewhere down the line, potentially they can get, you know, if they was fortunate enough to, you know, go on a run here, that they can get home field advantage. It's going to be tough to go to Detroit. Anybody going to Detroit is going to have a tough time winning there.
Let me ask a question, and this goes to, I mean, maybe someone answers it today, maybe it's tomorrow. When's the last time the Eagles and Washington played a game that it really mattered for both teams? Is it literally the second to last game of the 1991 season when Eric Allen knocked that ball away, Seth, and you guys made the playoffs knocked away a ball from Gary Clark?
Like, I mean, technically, the when they tanked, didn't that game still matter for the Eagles?
Well,
no, I guess it didn't actually.
But you know what
I mean.
It
might not have been. I'm not
talking about 2020. One team.
It didn't anymore anyway.
3-11-1 and or 4-10-1, and the other teams would like.
I think it's 2003, and LeVar was across the way.
No, they weren't really good.
Yeah, they weren't good.
Seth, it might be.
They were pretty good. They were better than the Dallas Cowboys.
No, but they had no quarterback. Who was it, Jason Campbell or somebody?
No. I don't know. Who was it? It wasn't Jason Campbell.
Seth, it might be 30 years since the Eagles and Washington played a game past September where both teams were in contention.
You might be right. Yeah, and you might be right. I mean, Washington's been bad for a long time. I mean, I don't know, James. You know, somebody can tell me when it was that Dan Snyder bought the team.
And they
were bad.
Well, he bought in the late 90s, I believe, because that's when he was signing Bruce Smith and Dion and those guys right near the start of the century.
There you go.
I mean, they haven't done much for a long, long, long time. All right, let's go to the phones. Unbelievable. Eagles in Washington, big game on Thursday. And, of course, a lot looking back on yesterday's performance by the Eagles, which was a great one down in Dallas. Let's go to Chuck right now in Mount Airy. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. How you feeling? Morning, team. Good morning.
Excited.
What's up, Chuck?
Happy.
Hey, yeah, I'm happy, too. The good team's a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're a good team, but they're not a Super Bowl contender, the Eagles. Who are we fooling? And the reason why that poll isn't as high.
Who is, Chuck?
The Eagles are a good team.
They're Who's a Super Bowl contender, then?
Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City. In the NFC, I guess you'll say You know, yeah, Detroit, man. I mean,
There's only one contending team in the NFC, in your opinion, huh, Chuck?
And Chuck, it's not like Detroit is that much more amazing than everyone. At least I don't think they are. I'm not telling you that I think the Eagles are great, but I do think there's more than one contender in the NFC. There has to be.
Listen, it doesn't have to be. And what I'm saying is this, right? Detroit is like light years better than this team right now. To beat Detroit, you got to go, strive with those guys. And this quarterback, let's face it, they were 7-6 going into the half. Like, come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he leaves a lot to be desired, man. A lot of meat on the bone, Seth. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? And you know, a lot of plays to be had. You know, that play he threw that was an interception, let's call a spade a spade. He was late on that throw. He's late all the time on those throws, man. If the quarterback played better,
he's late sometimes. And a lot of quarterbacks are late sometimes, Chuck. That's the nature of the game. The challenge is trying to be early. The challenge is trying to get better so you can anticipate and you can release that ball before the break. And he wasn't there on that play. It was a split second late, and it was an incredible play by Diggs. I mean, incredible. Very unlikely. Like 9 out of 10 times, that falls harmlessly to the ground.
He may be the only cornerback in the National Football League that makes that play. I'm telling you right now.
They didn't score again in the first drive, okay? And the thing about it is this, right? They scored in the first quarter because they had a short field. They got a turnover. You know, I love the way our defense is playing. But we don't have a bona fide pass rusher on that side of the ball. You know, when the playoffs come, somebody's
that is a worry. Yeah, that's a worry.
Come on, man.
All right, Chuck.
I mean,
interesting.
The quarterback got to play better. The quarterback has to play better. I mean, you guys, you lowered the bar so much for this guy. We're talking about a Super Bowl. We're not talking about just playoffs. A Super Bowl. He has to play better.
All right, Chuck. We appreciate the call. The defense is part of how they may get to the Super Bowl. Let's listen to Sirianni after the game yesterday. Because he had a lot of praise, rightfully so, for his defense.
That kind of happened in the Brazil game, too, against the Packers. They just kind of helped us stay in it when it wasn't going great. I think the defense has done a really nice job. They played a great game today. Forcing that turnover, I think, after our turnover was huge to keep it at 7-3. But they played – I just thought that they played – they started fast. They played great throughout the entire game. We tackled. I love when we tackle well. I mean, we've tackled really well.
I mean, they did. And then Sirianni, after the long rambling answers he typically gives, eventually got back around to they created turnovers yesterday, John. I mean, that was one of the big things. I mean,
it was a
plethora
the
as that game went on.
Turnovers have been crazy lately.
But that's the way it goes. It comes.
You're right.
Turnovers and sacks, that's the way they work.
10 takeaways in the last three games, and this is another Ruben Frank stat. 10 turnovers in the last 10 takeaways in the last three games. We only had 12 in the previous 21.
You remember that three-game run when they had like 15 sacks? They had like
this year?
This year.
Okay. Well, a couple games ago.
They had like a little run there.
Yeah,
I know in two games they had something like 12, 13 sacks in one game. A lot of it has to do with being able to play more aggressively because the adjective that describes turnovers is forced. And if you're not playing aggressively, then that means you don't force turnovers. And defenses aren't just going to give you the ball. You have to be more aggressive in your coverage. You got to be more aggressive rushing the passer, even if that means you got to send the fifth or the sixth guy. You just got to do it because that's what forces the quarterback to make mistakes and throw you interceptions. They got to come up and they got to tackle better. The fact that they tackle better means that they're forcing more, and the emphasis on getting the ball out. Now that they're forcing, more turnovers, more fumbles. And, I don't know.
Did you practice that part back when you were playing? This science of punching the ball out, I know Peanut Tillman was really good. Like, there are certain guys who are way better at this than others. And I just wonder why there's not more of an emphasis on practicing the art of removing the ball from ball carrier.
But you know what the thing was? We were so damn aggressive, though, It just became a way of being. Like, we knew we were going to get sacks because they weren't protection-wise going to be able to block some of the things that we could bring. But we played so aggressive, and we were trying to put the hurt on people. And when you play that way,
That's it's a, just a side effect.
The turnovers are a byproduct of that. There's something about this whole Jalen thing that's just like weighing on me.
You're wound.
I get it too. My problem, Seth, is I believe Jalen is elite. He doesn't want to say
he's not elite. He's definitely not elite.
I believe Jalen is he's certainly a top 10 quarterback. Joe doesn't think he's a top 10 quarterback.
No, I think he's outside the top 10.
He doesn't give him the credit that I know he deserves. And the problems that he creates for a defense, I don't know that anyone can really appreciate how difficult he makes it.
You want to know his flaw right now? To me, his flaw is he's trying to make plays work that are dead, and he refuses to throw the ball away in certain situations. Like 5 sacks in the first half, that's ridiculous.
Well, Carson used to do that.
Not a single sack in the second half.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, when you compare him across the board, and you got to look at this thing in totality. Joe threw 4 games, they were 2-2. And they had to do something. There was no offensive identity to this offense. And they made the decision once Saquon showed who he could be for this offense that the run game was going to be the focal point coming out of the bye. It's remained the focal point.
Yep.
They are number 1 or number 2 in the National Football League in running the football. 187, they went into yesterday's game averaging 174 yards per game rushing. They had 187 in yesterday's game, and I'm trying to figure out how the hell they got there, you know, with Saquon only having 66 yards on the ground.
Well, Jalen was a big part of it.
Well, but that's my point.
No, I give him great credit for that.
But my point is when you hear, you know, Chuck talk about it, oh, the quarterback's got to be better. Well, he threw for 100-something yards yesterday. He ran for damn near 70 yards, you know, at the other end of the spectrum. It's bigger than that. It's so much bigger than that. You know, if he's going to be able to run and pick up first downs with his legs, score touchdowns with his legs, and I'm not talking about just tush pushes, that goes into the equation of the overall quarterback. His rating has been like, he's averaging like 119 over the last 5 games. What the hell else do you guys want? What more do you want from the quarterback?
There were 2 games this year that Patrick Mahomes had a better QB rating than Jalen Hurts, and they were both way at the beginning of the year. Since the bye, when Jalen and this team went
John,
back
can
into
you
the
name,
shop.
Can you name a wide receiver that Patrick Mahomes throws the ball to? Because I can't. Who are
they? DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
Well, he just
Xavier
got him.
Worthy.
He just got
touchdowns
him.
Listen,
Xavier
he
Worthy.
He just got him.
Doesn't matter, though.
Well,
he,
it does kind of matter. It does kind of matter.
No,
they got a guy who runs a 4.2.
You got a tight end that the
and
NFL.
DeAndre.
You got
and
a tight
Kelsey.
End that the NFL has just not figured out how to do anything with.
Well,
because everybody's so afraid, even in man coverage, to get up and jam the guy at the line of scrimmage and throw off the timing of his routes. Like, if I was playing him today, I wouldn't give him 1 ounce of room to breathe in man situations. I would get up, I would take my jam at the line of scrimmage, I would throw the timing off between he and Patrick Mahomes and force Mahomes to go to the second read. But you play off and you let these guys have these timing routes, it's like playing Madden football. Of course he's going to light them up. So when you have that, and then you got a coach like Andy Reid who, you know, and this is their method to success. When the offense is struggling, the defense is holding them up. When they come out after halftime, this is just like they're in the Super Bowl when the Eagles lost to them in the Super Bowl. They made a concerted effort to run the football, something that nobody wants to talk about. And guess what? When they want to run the ball and they put their mind to it, they can run the football. That begins to open up the game for Patrick Mahomes. And of course, yeah, he needs some players. But when you go play action pass, hey, you can get James Thrash and some of them other guys that Donovan had back in the day, and they're going to have success.
All right, let's get to what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
When you have a quarterback that plays like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get.
Jalen Hurts is coming up ass in Big D again.
Wow. Jeez.
Did you call that in, Joe?
No, Rhea, don't even try to pin that on me. I'm getting a lot of barbs around here, and I don't deserve some of them. I'll say that.
Great one. One thing, we need to pay Braun. Extend him. Do it now. Just get it out of the way. Get this man on a long-term contract now, tomorrow.
It's going to be fascinating to see what they do with the Zach Bond money situation.
Dallas sucks, Dallas sucks, Dallas sucks, Dallas sucks, and so does Romo. Dallas sucks, Dallas sucks, Dallas sucks, and another thing, Dallas sucks.
Well, they were horrendous yesterday.
Did you think
the
Romo
Cowboy
did a good job?
Jim,
huh?
You think Romo did a good job?
Yeah, it's fine.
To Cowboy Jim and all you sorry Philly Cowboy fans out there, dare I ask, how about them Cowboys?
Well, if Wechter was on top of his game, he'd have the Jimmy Johnson drop in there, but he didn't, but okay.
Tickets to the game, $500. Flight to the game, $500 more. The price of seeing Jerry and company in their box at the end of the third quarter down 28-6, worth every penny.
What have I done to deserve this?
Time's yours.
There you go. Love it. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So I was thinking about it there. Maybe the last time the Eagles and Washington played where both teams were good, maybe it's that game Donovan had in 2000. You might remember that tremendous run he had where he juked that Washington cornerback like 10 times. It wasn't 10. It was like 6 times in a second. With like he moved right leg. It was Donovan's first year starting, and he had an incredible run. Listen, maybe it's been since 2000 these teams have both been good later in the year playing each other. Seth, we don't have a ton of time. Give me, if you can, quickly, 30 seconds, because I know the Washington thing's not as high for you as Dallas or any of us, and for most of us, not as high as the Giants. But from your perspective as an Eagles alum, the Eagles-Washington thing, when it used to matter, and it did when you played, that team, those guys, here they are again. It's a big spot. Washington, from your perspective as an Eagle legend.
Always a tough game. I mean, the dynamics are different, you know, because that was the most physical game of the year. You know, I used to tell people all the time I could play on Sunday and probably come back and play on Wednesday or Thursday, but not after a Washington game. Just so physical. You just beat up and just sore because they were just such a physical opponent. But they're a division foe. And because they're a division foe, it's a big game.
But they've been a joke for a long time, and now are not.
Yeah,
they're
true,
not a joke now.
True, but you know, you still got to beat them.
Yeah.
You know, there's been times where, you know, they've been a joke and the Eagles have lost to them.
That's right.
So, you know, you still got to beat them. And this game is no different. This game, this is major. This is a huge game for the Eagles because they're now, all of a sudden, instead of being up a half a game, you're up a full 2 games on them. And you got a little bit of wiggle room because whoever between these two teams, one of these two teams is going to win the division. And it's probably going to be the team that can come out, you know, with both wins.
Yeah.
I don't even think a split necessarily gets you one way or the other.
Look, Eagles, Washington, we'll be talking about it, really cranking up that coverage starting tomorrow. But great job by the Birds versus Dallas. Joe and Hugh, they're up next. We shall talk to you tomorrow.